This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. 'Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the
floor. The hour on Doug Stephan's Good Day Radio program on this fine Monday, October 23rd. 1 week and a day, 1 week and change until Halloween.
Are you dressing up?
It makes it socially acceptable to start listening to Christmas music.
Exactly right.
I will dress up, but I am the kind of person who's basically like, let me just pull something out of my closet and then I'll accessorize to be something.
Mm-hmm.
But everything in my closet is black, so I will either be a black cat with a cat headband, or maybe
smart.
I'll be a witch with like mm-hmm. a witch hat fascinator. What about you? Do you have plans to dress up?
You know, I don't, but gosh, I got to figure out something. Usually it's like very much a headband thing for me. Like just to wear to work. Yeah. Just to wear to work something, you know, some kind of ear or horn or something to put on.
Uh-huh.
My last great costume, well, I did two for my radio show. 1 year I was the whistleblower. If you remember when they were trying to impeach Trump, there was
yes.
a mysterious whistleblower. So I had on like a Groucho Marx, like, you know, nose and glasses, and then I wore a whistle around my neck, and I was the whistleblower, so that was pretty good. And then 1 year I was Carol Baskin during
that's
COVID.
Great.
And our whole morning show dressed up. We had a Tiger King, we had a tiger, we had like the whole thing. So it was kind of fun. But this year I don't know. I'm lacking inspiration. I was thinking about just doing mini ears. I was thinking about maybe doing antlers, but then I was told that was so 2016. So who knows what
you
will
do,
end
you.
Up.
Who cares? Yeah. Doesn't matter what was so this era. One of my favorites was when my husband and I dressed up as Hugh Hefner and a Playboy bunny.
Oh, that's cute.
I was Hugh Hefner. He was the Playboy bunny.
And he was
bunny.
The bunny. I love
yeah,
it.
But he had this like wig on, and I was walking behind him with one of my girlfriends, and he was up ahead. And some drunk guy who didn't realize he was a dude, starts commenting to his friend about, like, the leggy blonde. And I am dying laughing.
This
and then Ryan turned around because he hears me laughing. And the dude sees him in, like, his face. And Ryan is oblivious to this whole situation that was going down. And I am just cracking up. It was one of those things of, like, babe, you have a nice butt. You look good. You look good.
That's right.
Back
look
with
at
a blonde
that.
Wig.
Shake that little bunny.
Yeah. Well, have you... Okay, so being in L.A., I know you've seen this stuff about SAG-AFTRA and the Halloween costume. Guidelines?
I've not seen anything about the Halloween costume guidelines, just hearing them from you, but take us through because I think this is kind of bizarre. It hadn't caught my attention over the weekend.
It is straight up absurdities. So actors, SAG-AFTRA actors are looking towards the union to negotiate on their behalf and focus
right.
on the really big, hard-hitting situations. It's been over 100 days of striking. But SAG-AFTRA is putting out Halloween costume guidelines advising that members choose costumes inspired by generalized characters like a ghost or a zombie or a spider right. or a vampire. And it goes as far as don't post photos of costumes inspired by struck content to social media. So if you are at a party and there is somebody in the background who has a costume like a Barbie, I don't know, because there's going to be a lot of Barbies.
There's going to be a ton of Barbies. Yeah.
Yeah. Then don't post those things to social media. Don't post those pictures to social media.
I think that's so bizarre.
Isn't that like so nitpicky?
Yeah. And what's the reasoning?
Because it's struck content.
Gosh, that's so stupid.
Yeah, but they did go as far to say it's only for the adult union members. It's not for any of
kids. Oh, so your kids can still be what they
yeah,
want. Well, that's nice.
But you still can't post it on social media.
Right, just don't post anything.
Like, seriously, this is what they're focused on right now?
It's crazy. I don't know, my dad, he's the radio guy. He had, I may have told you this a couple months ago, during the strike, though, he had Mandy Moore on. to
I love
talk
her
about.
So much.
Yeah, no, she's great. And she was talking about something, maybe a cat food. I don't know. She was endorsing some product. And literally he was sent a message saying that you can call her an actor, but you cannot reference any of the shows that she's been in.
Mm-hmm.
How bizarre, though, to say, here's Mandy Moore. You may have seen her somewhere on television. We just can't tell
especially
you where.
Especially because This Is Us is already done. But
right.
Yes, it's streaming, so like all of a sudden you can't focus on that. But seriously, this is what they are concerned with. This
yeah.
is what they're focused on. Like, literally nobody cares what anybody dresses up for Halloween.
No.
Nobody cares.
And
except
nobody cares
blackface
if you
is still not okay. Still don't
yeah.
do that.
If you introduce, exactly, if we have to give you that public service announcement, but if you introduce someone, it's okay to reference their body of work, whether they're on strike or not, like, that's okay. I don't know.
And that's the thing. If, like, say Mandy Moore came to speak with us, you could reference her. You could reference
right.
what she works on because you're not crossing any lines. You are not doing anything. She just can't herself.
It's crazy. It's okay. just, it all gets very extreme. And I think we lose the fact that none of us have anything to watch because everybody, I mean, it's just now that the writers are done, now you've got to figure out when the actors are ever going to get done. And it seems like that's not going to happen. A lot of people think until next year. So.
Well, and why are the streaming companies going to give in? Because right now they are thriving.
I know.
People don't have any new stuff to watch.
It's not
hurting watching
them.
Things that they either have already watched or they're finding new content because they have the time to watch something and there's nothing else to do.
Yep.
Or to watch. There's other things to do than watch
big,
stuff.
Big time for reality shows, big time for
yeah.
streaming and to catch
binge
up.
Watching TV is one of my favorite pastimes.
Yeah, well, also, I mean, how many great shows are out there that we haven't had time? I mean, you could seriously start watching TV now on even just one of the streaming platforms, mm-hmm. and you wouldn't be done for years. So,
oh, look at Yellowstone.
Plenty of content.
That's having a huge
yeah.
moment making it to network TV now. Okay, so we do have to talk about what's going on in the Middle East. And it's some good news, a little piece of good news that has come out. The two Americans have been released who are being held hostage by Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
That is some good news.
It is.
The two American women who were from Indiana or Illinois, I forget. But they, mother-daughter duo, 59 years old, 17-year-old, and they were placed in custody with the Red Cross and are now safely in Israel. They were there visiting a relative for a birthday.
And a lot of people were. That was a holiday week, October
yeah.
7th, when it all happened.
There were music festivals and there's different events. And I think one music festival, there's a different music festival that actually got rained out. And then this other one, that was the one that was attacked.
Mm-hmm.
People are there visiting family and I think that's something that's so easy to forget if you don't have family in the Middle East. Everybody thinks, like, why would any American go to the Middle East?
Well, especially Israel. Israel's a beautiful place to go.
It's gorgeous.
Right.
Absolutely gorgeous. And it's not like it's all doom and gloom in every corner you go to or anything like that. I mean, right now it's very difficult. But it is. People go visit their family and it's just, oh, it's so heartbreaking. But it is good news that this mother-daughter duo who had been kidnapped and held hostage. They have been released. They are in good health. Well, good enough health. I guess the mother, allegedly the reason they were released was not only because they want to prove to America that, like, they want to go against what Biden's been saying by releasing two Americans, but also the 59-year-old was in poor health. And anybody who is in poor health, they are releasing. Anybody who is being difficult, apparently they've been told to shoot because they need people who are healthy so that they can use as quote-unquote human shields if it comes
yeah.
to that. So
it's really, it's pretty disturbing as to who stays and who goes. But the thing that I've heard is that there's still at least they believe that at least 10 more Americans are still
mm-hmm.
in custody, and there's still about 200 people. And if there is a place that you probably don't want to be, regardless of whether or not you're a good behavior or bad behavior, it's probably in the custody of Hamas. I was listening to a lot of experts saying that the two women who got released are probably going to need years and years of therapy to try to get past
mm-hmm.
what's happened to them. I mean, imagine that panic and not knowing whether you're going to live or die. When you see the families who find out that their loved ones are dead rather than Hamas's custody, and they're happy about that,
mm-hmm.
it just shows you how terrifying these people can be.
Yeah. There's the one story about this one family who their son is in custody, and he was at the music festival. He was one of the groups in the group that went into a bomb shelter, and I think it was his friend or his best friend who was basically fighting off people, and when they were throwing hand grenades, and he was catching them and throwing them back.
Yeah.
And fighting off guns, and made it so that it wasn't a worse situation, although some of the hand grenades went into this bomb shelter, and their son, who was taken, had his arm blown off, but otherwise he stood up. When they said, when Hamas people went in there and they said, if you can stand, stand. The people who could stand stood, and they were escorted out, where everybody else wow. was either left in there to die or they were already dead. There were a lot of people who said that they were hiding under bodies, pretending yeah. to be dead. And that's how they survived. But they were able to give the accounts of what happened, the accounts of the heroes and who gave their lives to save others. And they were also able to post what they had on social media. And that's how a lot of people were finding their loved ones, seeing in the background of people being escorted out or detained. So they at least know, okay, well, they're not missing. They're here or they're there.
Yeah, they knew where they were.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely awful. And then the second aid convoy has reached Gaza. There's still attacks going on. It's just...
Yeah, they're ramping up, too, so it's... And, you know, Israel has a right to defend itself. It's mm-hmm. not going to be easy, though, and that's the thing. And then people are going to lose interest in this. They're going to forget, or they're going to start saying, you know, that Israel's committing all these atrocities. I mean, it just... It's never ending. And the poor people who are stuck, who want to get out of Gaza, who are being mm-hmm. kept there by Hamas as human shields, it's just, there's no good side because innocent people are going to get caught up in this and already have.
And that's the narrative that is going in, and where people even across the country and in our country are picking sides with the hashtag I stand with Israel, hashtag I stand with Palestine. And two things can be true at once. There are civilians who are dying, who should be better protected, who should have the resources to get out, to get help across the board in Israel mm-hmm. and Palestine and anywhere else. It's one of those things, like, no atrocities on either side should be celebrated or justified denied or mocked, and that's what's
right.
happening. Exactly. And there is such a rise in worldwide anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, and it is just one of those things that's not helpful. There is no need. And it goes again with the whole conversation of extremism. It's people who believe a certain religion are not the problem. The extremists are the problem.
Yep. I mean, that's exactly right. It's the extremists that are the problem. And unfortunately, these people are being run by extremists in Gaza, and it's just tough to see.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jen. I love when you come with us. It's 18 after the hour.
Oh, thank you.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses. Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart. Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the back pain now?
22.
Wonky work from home desks have Dane's Acupuncture booked up.
You need to get in, but this week's all full.
But finding more practitioners has them on pins and needles.
You know, my lunch is in 20 minutes. How fast can you get here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase.
Make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. It's 23 after the hour on Jet 7's Good Day Radio program. Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it, but we have James Collins with us, who I feel like with Halloween coming up, we definitely have to talk about some of the spooky stuff.
Oh,
like
absolutely, yeah.
Ghosts and ghouls and goblins. And Judy Dench does have an upcoming book that she co-wrote called Shakespeare, The Man Who Pays the Rent. But there's a whole different story that we need to discuss in a moment.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Judy Dench saw a ghost.
What?
Yes. Was it a real ghost? She kind of is going back on it. And it's like maybe it wasn't an apparition. Maybe it was just like somebody who happened to be dressed up. But she likes to think it was a ghost. And I feel like, yeah, it was a ghost. I wasn't there. But I'm going to say right now, I'm on camp that she saw a ghost.
It definitely
was,
makes for a better story if you say
right?
It's a ghost. Absolutely.
It does. It does. She was doing an interview over the weekend where she said that she saw a ghost at London's historic Haymarket Theatre while attending a memorial service. And she saw somebody running down the stairs wearing a top hat, had tails, all of that stuff. And she's kind of like, well, maybe it was just somebody that was just wearing that. But apparently that's the famous Haymarket Theater ghost that other people have seen dressed in that same way.
Spooky.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
then apparently like, somebody else has said that they would see this ghost enter in this one area, coming and going throughout this one door. And then people looked and they're like, wait, there's no door there. There's absolutely no door. It's just a wall. There's no door. So what's going on?
Wow. Okay, yeah, that's 100% a ghost. Yeah, 100%.
Do you have any ghost stories? Have you ever experienced something like this yourself, James?
I do believe in ghosts. I've never had a personal paranormal experience, but I love those Paranormal Activity movies, and, like, they're based on true stories, so I absolutely believe in them. Whenever I was a kid, do you remember back in 2012 when everyone thought the world was going to end and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So whenever I was a kid, the day before all that was supposed to go down, I was laying in bed, and I heard, like, some ghoulish wails coming from, like, somewhere in the house. And I was like, oh, okay, so this is how the planet ends. It just gets taken over by a ghost. Everyone, like, is taken over by a ghost, and they, like, pull everyone. Yeah. So I started freaking out. I started walking around the house. And apparently, I talked to my dad about it last night, the next day. He said, yeah, it was just, like, air ventilation. And I was like, there's no way. That's not a thing. That doesn't exist.
How old were you at this time, though?
I had to be like 11, 12.
Okay, maybe. I kind of feel like sometimes parents might not even know what something was, but they just make up, like, oh, it was just this. Don't worry about it, because they don't want you to freak out, even though internally they're freaking out, too.
Right, to make you feel better or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no, it was like a, and I was like, that's a straight ghost. There is a ghost in our house, 100%.
Oh, man. See, I totally believe in ghosts, and I feel like I've had a lot of different experiences where I think I see something, or I see something out of the corner of my eye and somebody else I'm with, too.
Oh, yeah.
But there is one where I straight up saw somebody laying in bed next to me. I was in a hotel, and I thought it was my mom. And I'm like, oh, is my dad stealing covers or something? And I asked her about it the next morning, and she was like, no, I wasn't in bed. And then I find out there's a ghost called the Lady in White.
Oh, no. That.
I think she crawled into bed with me.
Oh,
it's 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. On Friday, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who lost a third round of voting for Speaker of the House, was removed by secret ballot as the GOP nominee. So who's next as democracy plays out in Washington? Representative Kevin McCarthy is backing House Majority Whip Tom Emmer to take over the gavel. McCarthy was on NBC's Meet the Press and said the Minnesota congressman knows how to do the job. He added that Emmer can bring the Republican Party together and deliver what the country needs. Most on the Hill believe a fresh vote will be tomorrow. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says Sidney Powell was never his attorney following her plea deal in the alleged Georgia election interference. On Truth Social, Trump said that despite fake news reports to the contrary, Powell was never his attorney and never was. Powell pleaded guilty to 6 misdemeanor counts in the 2020 Georgia election. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day here.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys. It's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG. Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. You can join in on the conversation anytime, any topic, or hey, do you have something you want to discuss? Let us know. Hit us up on social media, Facebook, Twitter, aka FKA X, Instagram, Good Day Networks, across the board. You can also give us a call and leave us a voicemail. It's 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Right now, I'm joined by Maria Francesca Trilogy. Hi, Maria.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm well. So, astrologist, healthy lifestyle coach, intuitive tarot counselor. You join us once a month, Maria, and I feel like that is just not enough.
Thank you. Me too.
We have a lot of fun stuff to discuss. You can, of course, always get a hold of Maria. You can visit MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com. Maria, do you want to share your email or phone number where people can get in touch with you as well?
Yes. Email smbworks at earthlink.net. That's the easiest.
Wonderful. So what do you have on tap for us today?
Well, there's so much. I thought as soon as you need me to stop, I will. we will start with the fact that the sun, as of today, goes into the sign of Scorpio. And we know Scorpio. You know Scorpio. I know Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Mr. Doug Steffen. So we know that Scorpios are, you know, they are the deep thinkers, and they ask the very the deep questions about what's going on around us. They're also considered to be somewhat mysterious, so we really don't know fully what is going on with them. They're and they're very friendly. They're very open with people, and yet they have kind of a mysterious, quiet side to them. So the sun goes into Scorpio today. It'll be there until the 23rd of November, when then the sun will go into Sagittarius. For now, though, we call this the month of mystery. It's very interesting that Halloween is in the month of Scorpio, and so is day of honoring the Day of the Dead, you know, All Souls Day. That is during the month of Scorpio as well. And the whole idea of Halloween started with the fact that there is a darkness now, you know, as far as the weather is concerned, and the changing of the seasons. And this is when they say that the veil between, you know, the living and the dead is even thinner. So we can access that. That's why it's all about ghosts. You know, Halloween and this time of the year. So, and there's a big full moon and another eclipse happening on Saturday, the 28th. So the full moon, you know, whenever there's a full moon, the idea is it's the time of letting go. And so what we want to do during that time, even if we're journaling a little bit of what we don't want in our lives anymore, what we can say goodbye to, full moons are good times to do that. So that is what basically is going on during this month. And I think it's also time for us to say thank you, you know, for everything that we have accomplished as we come into this time now where everybody gets, well, hopefully, it's more a time of resting, you know, and that's when we rake the leaves. That's when we say goodbye to the, you know, the summer months.
The leaves falling. Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
Now, what is the, speaking astrologically, not astronomy, the big difference in the significance between the full moon and the new moon?
Okay. Well, first of all, when we see a new moon, right, if there's a thinness about it because it's just brand new. So new moons are times of beginning. That is when we want to affirm or start something new, and then it will culminate at the full moon. So it makes, even when you think about the way the moon looks, it makes sense. You want to, in the new moon, you want to start something new. And during the full moon, that is the time when you get the rewards for what you did. And it is more a time then of letting go. And that's when the moon is full, so are our emotions are so much more, so much stronger. That's why there always has been the realization that they do say that when the moon is full, people get a little, yes. And they also amplify whatever your moon sign is, that moon sign will be more evident. So it's an interesting, an interesting energy that if people really paid more attention to what is going on with them astrologically, I really believe they'd be fascinated the connections. Yes.
Now, when you talk about the moon sign versus the sun sign, how can, like, to differentiate or decipher, I know it's you have to know your exact time of birth and the location, but when reading certain horoscopes, what exactly does your sun sign tell you about yourself versus the moon sign or the ascending rising sign?
Okay. Well, first of all, you do not need your birth time to know what your moon sign is. You can really go to any website that actually will give you somewhat of we call a chart experience where you can put your birth date in and it'll tell you that. The sun sign is our basic nature. So you're a Gemini, yes?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, you're a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
Is your little girl, is your child?
My son is, yeah. My son is a double Gemini. Gemini, sun, and moon, and Scorpio rising.
Yes, so I knew there was a Gemini in the family. Sorry. So, and the full moon on Saturday will be in Taurus, by the way. So, sun sign is our basic nature. So, you'll always be a Taurus, and Taurus is the worker, and Taurus needs to get things done, and Taurus is a speaker because Taurus rules the throat. And so we see a lot of singers and people that are in a speaking profession are Taurus. So that's your basic nature. Your moon sign really is more connected to, describes, and focuses on who you are emotionally. So you really need to know how those two go together, because my basic nature is who I am in the world, and then my emotions will come in and somewhat change that. So how we feel about life, not so much just our basic nature. So sun is basic nature. Moon is how we see the world emotionally. And then our rising sign, and that is the one you get with your birth time and birthplace, that is who we take into the world in a bit of a different way than our basic nature. So I call it the triangle, sort of the sun, the moon, and the ascendant. Those three together are who we take into the world every day. And it's important to know the qualities and the characteristics of those signs, because it's very helpful to see how much of it supports us. Because I believe every sign has a gift to share.
Mm-hmm.
And once we know what our gifts are, we can use those more readily. You know, and maybe we do already, and we just... And we go, wow, my clients will always go, wow, Maria, that's really how I feel, or that's how I go after life. And it's good to say, oh, that's great that you are living in it. So it's an interesting, I love astrology because I use it more as a way for people to understand themselves, their family, their children, because it's very helpful for all of that.
It almost like it justifies or it validates.
Yes, validates.
What you're already experiencing.
Very good word. Yes, validates.
That's fascinating. Well, with vaccinations, of course, the world is totally obsessed with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
You mean Taylor and Travis?
Yes, yeah. Whether you are obsessed with them or over it, though, even being over it seems to be an obsession. But what does astrology say for this relationship? Because I, for one, he's a Cleveland boy, so I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I will say that Travis is a Libra, and his moon is in Sagittarius. So he's kind of laid back. He's like, what is all this about? You know, I mean, he just wants to get on with things, have a good time, and do his thing. And Taylor is a Sagittarius with her moon in Cancer. So what happens is she's pretty emotional girl. That's why her songs are all that emotional. Mm-hmm. I think they're good friends. That's what I'll give them.
Okay.
The longevity, we'll see.
Now, when it does come to astrology and relationships, does it hold enough grasp that if two people that maybe astrologically they shouldn't be together, but it does work anyway? Are there some of those like exceptions to rules?
Oh, always. I mean, people will stay together that are not astrologically mated. They just have to work a lot harder. So they will stay together. They will do, you know, when you're in love, you're in love. Love, you know, I always say love surpasses everything. And it just means that it's a lot. There's more work. And we'll see what goes on with these two lovely people. They seem to be getting along good for now, and let's give that to them and let them have
fantastic.
Fun.
Maria, thank you so much. You can get more information on MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo order.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Very few theme songs are as iconic and notable as this one. Chuck Curry, the movie master, is here. And James Bond, like, seriously, whether or not you've even seen the films, you know this song.
You certainly do. We play that, Jay, because this day in movie history, hard to believe it's been 11 years. Skyfall was released, directed by Sam Mendes. Daniel Craig is 007, October 22nd, 2012. I think that Skyfall is the most satisfying, complete, dare I say, perfect James Bond movie ever made. I think it is the best.
100, I agree with you.
It has great pacing. It has a really good villain. Judi Dench was really good in that movie. It's the most mainstream accessible, I think, and that's why it did the biggest box office. Now, if people are wondering what's going to happen with the next James Bond movie, at this point, they're not really doing much to plan it, and I actually got to say, I think that's good, because I think these movies work best when there's a 3 to 5 year span. I think it would be a massive mistake if you want to churn out a Bond movie every couple of years. That's been the issue over at Marvel, because Captain Marvel, which came out a few years ago with Brie Larson, did over $1 billion, Jay, worldwide at the box office, right? So you got this new one, The Marvels, which is technically a sequel to Captain Marvel, coming out November 10th, and it's tracking between 60 and 75 million, which would be over a 50% haircut in just a few years of release, simply because Marvel, I think, has overdone it, produced too many movies too quickly.
Well, there's so much in the world of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because you have the streaming shows, you have the different shows on network television, where if you are not watching every single item that they put out, you miss a lot of key parts.
See, here's the problem. I had this talk with a buddy on a podcast the other day. I think, to me, I cannot wrap my brain around understanding that you could have follow a storyline within theatrical film and streaming and act like you need to watch both. I think that's been a massive mistake. I think if they're going to do properties on Disney Plus, they should be separate characters outside of the theatrical experience. You know, it's interesting, Matt Vaughn, who did the movie The Kingsman, and he also did Kick-Ass, one of my favorite superhero movies from 2010, said that he implores Marvel to make less movies, and when you focus on making one, make it great. And I think that's really the right strategy. He also said in an interview, and you'd give me your opinion on this, he would like to do a Star Wars movie, Matt Vaughn, who did The Kingsman. He's a good director.
Oh, okay.
But he thinks that it might be a good, now this might sound sacrilegious, but it might be a good idea to actually reboot Star Wars from the beginning. I'm mixed on that, but I think there is a little bit viability to that. What do you think?
I am here for this, and here's why, because I am not a Star Wars fan. I never got into Star Wars or Star Trek, any of that stuff. I love his work. I think the way that Kingsman was done was so beautifully and brilliantly made that if he reinvents or reimagines the Star Wars world, I would give it a shot. I would check it out.
I would, too, because I think, listen, you can't make better films than the first three. And I did like J.J. Abrams' first film in the new trilogy. And I like the other two, too, to a point. But all the streaming stuff, it almost feels like going forward, it's a harder mountain to climb up doing fresh Star Wars. Maybe a reboot is a good idea. A couple
especially
birthdays
if you see it in one of those 4D theaters where it's like the experience and the chairs maybe actually do stuff. That might be a good one.
Birthday Avengers, Ryan Reynolds turns 47 years old today. He's had a really good career. Never really had massive success until he did Deadpool, and now the sky's the limit. Amelia Clarke of Game of Thrones fame, 37 years old. And the late Johnny Carson was born this day, 1925, the greatest talk show host of all time. Taylor Swift's Eros concert tour did another $31 million in business, $160 million to date. She cut a deal directly with the theater owners, Jay, 57%. So when this is all said and done, she'll probably pocket $100 million. A tremendous achievement from a business point of view. Cutting out the studio, which is, I think, an idea going forward you might see in the next 5 years, with entities creating product directly to theaters and cutting the studio out.
Yeah, why not? I mean, go for it. Cut out the middleman, keep more of the money.
Good idea.
I like it. Thank you so much, Chuck. It's 58 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.